This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There was a deadly shooting incident Friday at New Hampshire's only psychiatric hospital. Police there say a shooter got inside, killed a security guard, and was then shot fatally by a state trooper. CBS News correspondent Errol Barnett.
Shooter is down right now. He is on the ground.
Within minutes, New Hampshire State Police rushed to the state hospital in Concord late this afternoon after reports of an active shooter in the front lobby. It is unclear if there were any injuries.
Turning to the war raging in Gaza some 5 weeks after the terrorist attack on Israel. The Israeli military is now deep into Gaza City, into that city's main hospital, which Israel insists serves as protection for Hamas operations.
On Friday, the IDF said it recovered remains of 19-year-old soldier Noah Marciano, kidnapped in the early hours of the October 7th attack. The corporal was returned from Gaza and buried in Israel.
Hear our shout, bring them back home now.
Thousands marched to Jerusalem in solidarity and prayer for the safe return of more than 200 remaining hostages.
Correspondent Willie James Inman. There are several legal developments involving ex-President Trump tonight. In Atlanta, the prosecutor in that Georgia election interference and racketeering criminal case is asking for a trial start date of next August. While in Denver, a Colorado state judge holds that Trump was involved in insurrection in the January 6th riot of his followers, but lets him stay on that state's primary ballot,
rejecting an attempt to bar him under the Constitution's insurrection clause. The 14th Amendment prohibits someone from holding office who engaged in insurrection or rebellion. This is the third ruling this month against 14th Amendment cases that revolve around Trump's involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Well, Thanksgiving holiday travel sure starts a lot earlier these days than it used to.
Airlines expect nearly 30 million passengers to travel through the Monday after Thanksgiving, a new record, flying about 9% more people daily compared to last year. Next Sunday is expected to be the busiest day at airports ever, with the potential of 3.2 million passing through.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve. It was sentencing day for Caitlin Armstrong, the Texas woman convicted of murdering a professional cyclist. She gets 90 years in prison.
Armstrong from here will go and serve her time in a state prison. She'll be eligible for parole after 30 years. I spoke with an attorney who says that the parole was a discretionary decision made by the district attorney.
And one day after she sued music producer Sean Diddy Combs, singer Cassie settles her lawsuit alleging abuse. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A psoriasis flare-up?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It's the Packers against the Chargers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-6 Packers host the 4-5 Chargers Sunday at Lambeau Field. Former offensive tackle Brian Bulaga is in town and says he wants to retire as a Packer. Bulaga played for both Green Bay and the Chargers. Kickoff at noon, game time weather pretty good for the middle of November. Sunshine and 45 Although Green Bay has struggled with this young roster, one player is having a great rookie season. Jaden Reed's stats are getting close to another receiver, Sterling Sharp. I asked Reed, what's the key to preparing for these games?
Getting a better feel for the offense, understand my job, and just, you know, studying your opponent, know what they do, and, you know how to attack them.
College football, the Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak when they host Nebraska 6:30 tomorrow night in Madison. Badgers running back Braylon Allen trying to come back from a high ankle sprain. Will he be able to play?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, and right around 55 for a high on Sunday with more sun. Rain likely Monday. A high in the upper 40s, much colder for the rest of next week through Thanksgiving. Right now it's 33.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Bernie, happy Friday to you. Aaron working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, man. You know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, I mean, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and information.
Man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same
what?
Team. In this
what? That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
as said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. Yeah, but I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Boston Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underle, took no position. Underle, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So what?